Welcome to Beaufort County This Week. Today is Friday, February 23rd, and comedian and Columbia native Aziz Ansari celebrates his 41st birthday. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Beaufort County TV. Six South Carolina hotels were named most outstanding in the world. Fewer restaurants in South Carolina will serve booze unless a state law changes, and gas prices rise in South Carolina and expect to continue rising. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County This Week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where VCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on VCTV and on the VCTV YouTube channel. From the Island Packet, South Carolina boasts six of the world's most outstanding places to stay. New rankings show the properties near tourist hotspots of Charleston and Hilton Head receive praise for their top-notch service and settings. Here are the South Carolina hotels that made the list of Forbes Travel Guide. The Charleston Place in Charleston, Hotel Bennett in Charleston, the Inn and Club at Harbortown on Hilton Head Island, Market Pavilion Hotel in Charleston, Montage Palmetto Bluff in Bluffton, the Sanctuary at Kiowa Island Golf Resort on Kiowa Island. The hotels, all a winner of Star Awards, ranked among the world's best after Forbes Travel Guide sent teams to the restaurants, spas, and cruise ships across the world. Each place received scores from more than 900 criteria that impact visitors, a spokesperson told McClatchy News in an email. From the Island Packet, in a troubling trend that has called attention of business owners and lawmakers alike, South Carolina is witnessing a wave of hospitality businesses shuttering their operations due to exorbitant liquor liability insurance premiums. Owners of bars, restaurants, and other facilities that serve alcohol after 5 p.m. are facing a financial crisis in South Carolina behind a law passed in 2017 that requires them to carry a $1 million liability insurance policy. The premiums for such policy recently skyrocketed, leading some industry leaders to plead with policymakers for relief. Short of change the law, South Carolinians may find it difficult to secure a drink at their favorite bar or restaurant, as a number of businesses are facing closure. From WTGS, average gas prices in South Carolina have risen this past week by 7.5 cents per gallon. According to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,287 gas stations in South Carolina, the average gas price is 16.3 cents higher per gallon than a month ago and 2.9 cents per gallon lower than they were a year ago. According to the survey, the cheapest station in the Palmetto State has gas priced at $2.19 per gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.89 a gallon. Now here's some events to get you out and about this weekend. The Beaufort Film Society is pleased to present the 18th annual Beaufort International Film Festival, February 20th through the 25th. Awards will be presented in the categories of feature film, documentary, short, feature length, animations, short films, student films, and screenplays. We will have Best Director, Best Actress, Best Actor, Best Ensemble Cast, and Best Musical Score categories, and the ever-popular Audience Voted Awards, Audience Choice, and Best Comedy. Screenings will be held Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the University of South Carolina Center for the Arts, located at 805 Carteret Street in downtown Beaufort. A very special awards presentation ceremony will be taking place Saturday, February 24th. 7:30. Enjoy an evening with Gary Sinise, Pat Conroy Lifetime Achievement Award presentation at the USCB Center for the Art. Tickets to the award presentation ceremony are $25 apiece and can be purchased at ebertfilmfestival.com/tickets. And for more movie fun, head on over to Highway 21 Drive-In. This weekend on Screen 1 at 7:30, you can see Bob Marley, One Love, rated PG-13, and at 9:40, you can see The Beekeeper, rated R. On Screen 2, you can enjoy a Sydney Sweeney doubleheader with Madam Web, rated PG-13 at 7:30, and Anyone But You, rated R, at 9:40. And on Screen 3, it's Trolls Band Together, rated PG at 7, then Migration, rated PG at 8:40. Hopefully some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun, safe film festival weekend, Beaufort County. As always, we ask you to check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services. Head over to their Facebook page, where you can see courtesy posts for found pets, missing pets, and pets that you can adopt. Today, we'd like to highlight Smuckers. This little sweetheart is going to go fast. She's a small girl, 38 pounds, and 1 year old. You can see how timid and scared she is from the shelter noise in the video posted on the Facebook page. However, once she gets away from all of that, her true personality comes out. Smuckers loves to be carried around and would make a great family dog. Call 843-255-5010 to schedule a time to meet her. And are you wanting to shed some pounds, quit bad habits, make yourself get out of the house? Walking a rescue dog can help you lose weight, improve your overall health, and transform your life. Or consider adopting one of our dogs. Adopting or even just spending time with an animal as a volunteer at an animal shelter can dramatically impact a person's physical and emotional well-being. For more information, please call 843-255-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. To learn more about BCTV, head over to beaufortcounty.tv. This podcast is a production of BCTV. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Cassie Hedden, Production Specialist. Tony Verga, Director. For feedback and information, please email beaufortcountytv@bcgov.net. All rights reserved.